News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
And the reason Eamon Ryan is sitting there is it because he is going to bring us up to speed with some of the stories that may not yet have come to your attention. Eamon, good morning and you're very welcome.
Good morning, Anton.
Let's start with the one that would have been banner headlines across the world were it not for the conflict in the Middle East, which is that the US Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick has agreed to testify before a congressional panel investigating his links with Jeffrey Epstein.
Yeah, and a lot of people are putting the two together, that part of what's happening in Iran is to distract from the Epstein ongoing. The fact that we had Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton this week, and now Howard Lutnick, the Commerce Secretary, the man who's pushing all the tariffs that the Trump administration is introducing. I think what, like the Clintons, it's what the papers are saying is that it's not that there's any obvious wrongdoing, but he was caught lying. He was close to Epstein, but said back in October that after he had seen a massage table in his house, and Epstein had described his use of it, that he thought he was disgusted and he would never meet him again, never talk to, wouldn't want to be in the same room as him. And what came out in the files was that actually he visited with his wife and four children Epstein's Island in 2011, I think it was.
Which is 3 years after he was convicted, or 2 years after he was convicted for sex offences.
Exactly. And actually met him on a number of other occasions. So I think he's going to testify. And I think what the real crime in his case, it seems, is just the barefaced hypocrisy and being caught lying.
And there is a sort of voce drumbeat, but there is a drumbeat coming from both sides of the political spectrum in the US about his possible resignation around this.
Yeah, I think this Trump administration is unlike the last one. They haven't, the last one they were firing people every day. That hasn't, to a certain extent, happened yet. I guess what the issue there will be whether does it suit Trump or not. You know, does it suit him to have a scapegoat, to have a sacrifice? And I think that'll be the decision on that, I would imagine.
Although, of course, does he want to set the precedent that links to Jeffrey Epstein can require resignations? That may be problematic on the other hand.
True.
Now, one that is very close to home for you, given your previous remit in energy. Taoiseach warning against price gouging as the energy and prices around the world soars, but is starting to climb at forecourts. What's the situation on that and whether or not forecourts can price in expected price rises, because they haven't, presumably many of them, had a refill since this started?
No, that is the issue. It's the speed at which the prices have gone up. You can't really control oil is and gas to a lesser extent, but both are set by the international markets. And we can't protect ourselves against the price rises that are coming. There is tends to often be a lag that, you know, takes, particularly in the gas, which we use for electricity, that you buy forward for several months. So that is, some ways that helps you if the price has gone up. It won't typically be hit home straight away. But then also the downside is that it tends to last a bit longer when prices come down. I think the reason the controversy is a lot of people see the prices going up immediately. I think particularly the Irish Times, the front page today, but home heating oil, I think, had jumped 40% in the last week. And that does seem something that, where the industry is looking to protect its share, its profits, and so on. Peter Burke is reported as going to ask the chair of the Competition and Consumer Protection Commission to do a review. I would expect that's going to show actually it is a competitive market. Like the forecourts, in my experience, they do compete on price, and therefore I don't think there's wholesale. I mean, you can kind of look for an out here if, from a political perspective, say, oh, high prices are nothing to do with us, it's just the industry. I don't think that's the case. But I do think there is an issue, and I think people are rightly angry if people jump the gun, as it were, which seems to may have been happening.
And does the CCPC have much in the way of power to be able to directly intervene? Because I assume they can't start, or do they start writing to the oil companies saying, wind it back in?
Yeah, and it's complicated because there's also separate, the Commission for the Regulation of Utilities regulates the energy companies. So it's only if they can find a particular breach of competition law that they could act. So I think it's more political cover that the government are looking for there rather than something that's going to protect us. The truth, particularly gas, the higher gas price is going to be a particular issue because there we are exposed because that puts up the price of our electricity. Our only protection is to stop burning the gas and stop burning the oil. We can do that. And this is, I think this whole war is another case, another example on the need for us to switch away from those fuels.
Well, interesting. Tech saying, I'd love to hear Eamon Ryan's opinion on nuclear energy. Does he think wind and solar can sustain the planet? Or are we going to
have to? But nuclear is incredibly expensive. Like, everyone's pushing this out as, oh, that's the easy solution. It's twice the price of the wind and solar alternative, in reality. And anyone thinking that that can immediately suddenly drop down, I'm sorry. That the cheapest way for us will be renewables and batteries in electricity. And that's what the market, where the market's going, because it is the best, cheapest available.
If you have a view, 53106 or 087 1400 106. The other story that I want your view on, reports today that effectively Phil Hogan has been politically cleansed and he is back in the running for big jobs.
Well, the government have approved him going forward as a candidate. It is an election next year. 193 countries get to vote.
For the director of the UN Food and Agriculture Organization.
Yeah, it's a very important job. It would be good to have an Irish person in the job. It's not the Europe hasn't had it, hasn't won that election for three or four decades. I think an Irish person would have a real chance because I think we are well. We have a good reputation, particularly in a lot of small island states who have a vote. So I think Cabinet yesterday approved him as a candidate. I don't think necessarily they'll be rowing in, campaigning for him left, right and centre, but he's in with the chance.
Is this not one of those things where you only allow your name to go forward publicly if you know you have a very strong chance of getting it, or is it a straight fight?
He would know he has a chance. I mean, he wouldn't be going for it if he didn't get a chance. It'll depend to a certain extent. Firstly, what you need is a unified European position. That's not going to be the case. I think that'll be a challenge. But no, I would imagine, I think an Irish candidate at the moment would have a good chance of winning that.
Eamon Ryan, thank you very much.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.